Hey, if you were to be honest with yourself about yourself, what would you discover? In the Psalms, we see true honesty from King David in Psalm 38, probably one of the most honest and open songs ever sung and prayers ever prayed. In verse 18, he says, "For I confess my iniquity, I am full of anxiety because of my sin." What we see here is a man who really did love the Lord. After all, he was called a man after God's own heart, but David was also all too familiar with his flesh. His sin weighed on him. In the psalm, he talks about how the consequences of his sin, the toll it takes on his body, mentally and physically. He talks about how his sin has affected his relationships and how people view him. At one point, he says, "I am badly crushed and grown because of the agitation of my heart." David is really honest with and about himself. He sees what he knows God knows and sees about him, his sin. It's why he begins this psalm speaking about even God's anger toward him, his wrath and discipline over him. Here's what I think. I think if we were really honest with and about ourselves, we would see what David sees. A heart that needs saving, a desperate man or woman who truly needs the Lord's help. David ends with this plea in verses 21 and 22 saying, "Do not forsake me, O Yahweh. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation." David would see this salvation in Jesus. Just like each of us who have been truly honest before God, with honest confession over our sin. Today, if you are in Christ, you can rest in knowing God has heard your plea of help. He will not forsake you. But the question for every man and woman is this: have you been honest before God? Have you seen what David has seen? The tragedy of your own sin and its effects. Have you seen what it has done to you? David says, "It's because of my sin that my anxiety is so great." Have you seen how it has hurt you and others and has especially offended God? A broken and a contrite spirit, the Lord will not despise. Hope, forgiveness, and eternal life are all found in Jesus Christ because of the blood of his cross. Honest confession brings salvation. That's why the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ is to repent and to believe upon him. Hey, listen, until next time, let brotherly love continue.